Dave Benson, Caravan and Camper Trailers. Begin your voyage and live your dreams.
I only have time for one breakfast show.
Ruin Dits for Breakfast. The Prime Minister, Malcolm Big Mal Turnbull.
Oh, once again, another lively, controversial week, Ru. He's never far away from it, is he? Big Mal, good morning.
Good morning to you, Ru, and good morning to you, Dits, and everybody in Adelaide. It's always a pleasure to meet and greet you guys.
Big Mal, you've defended the No campaign's right to skywrite No over Sydney on the weekend. Now, isn't that sending the wrong message?
Well, no. And by no, I don't mean I'm voting no. Right. Just no. Mm. It's not sending the wrong message.
Right.
I just want to make that clear. I'm voting yes in the no, yes and no campaign. The no campaign have a democratic right to voice or skywrite their opinion. Mm. And I like a bit of skywriting on a clear day in the wild blue yonder. It does remind me of simpler times. You know, when you see the plane writing the letters and you think, what's it writing next?
Mm.
It reminds me of being with my father, Bruce, up the Hawkesbury. Ironically, Bruce died in a plane accident, so they're not all pleasant memories.
No, no.
But when the vote no sign started to drift, if I turned upside down, rather than vote no, it said onions, which I knew would shit Tony no end. So it was a good day for me.
Right. What did you make of the NRL results over the weekend, Big Mal?
Well, you know that I'm a Roosters fan, and so now the Roosters play the Cowboys. Now, we are often referred to as cocks as well, the Roosters, because that's another word for it.
Yes.
Now, I was thinking, as a Rooster supporter, if we make it into the grand final, we have to overcome the Cowboys. But if we beat them and really make them suck, do they become a cocktail made out of butterscotch schnapps and Bailey's Irish Cream?
Yes.
You see what I'm doing there? It's a joke. It's like an IKEA joke. I'll give you the pieces. You put it together and make the punchline.
Bloody hell. You're up and about this morning, Big Mal.
Now, what about a bit of light TV during the week? Sophie Monk on The Bachelorette. Will you be tuning into that?
Well, of course I will. Lucy and I like to stay in touch. It's not all chamber music and light opera. And I'm a massive Monk fan, right from the beginning with Bardo on Pop Stars. Yeah. Lucy liked the Ranga, Katie Underwood. But I always had my eye on Sophie Monk. And I like a bit of a bogan. I think all men do. Like a little bit of a bogan in their woman. Sometimes I get Lucy to dress in a flanny, light up a durry and pop a few smoke rings. And then she winks at me and says, I'll see you down the pines.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I think Sophie will do well. And in her own words, I don't think she'll make a tool of herself.
Right.
Yes,
okay.
Exactly, Big Mal. Right. All right. Well, you have a good week, buddy.
Now, before I go, I just want to tell you that I have been singing along to You're So Vain.
Oh,
I,
sure.
The Carly Simon number. Because I got onto my yacht the other day and I just started singing to myself, you walked into the party like you were walking onto a yacht. And I just sat back and I opened a nice bottle of Molly Duca Shiraz.
Oh.
Best wine in the world.
If you don't
and
mind.
I was just drinking myself, singing along to Carly Simon. Before I go, though, the Crows are into the preliminary final against the Cats. So I want to say the Triple M rocks West Lakes, the traditional home of the Crows.
Good on you, Big Mal.
Good on you, Crows. I know that Christopher Pine's right behind you. He's right here. Christopher, do you want to have something to say? Hi, go Crows. Good on you, Christopher. Thank you.
Nice. Good on you, Big Mal. All thanks to Dave Benson Caravans out there at Grand Junction Road, Kilburn.